This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, we are back. Told you I'd be back tonight. Like a bad rash, I never really go away. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, really, truly, I do love it when you guys are on with us and you're having fun. I hope you're having fun, because I'm having a ball most of the time. Not all the time. It's kind of boring. I actually bore myself sometimes. I know, producer Tammy doesn't like when I say that, but I really do make myself crazy. We've got all kinds of stuff. Now, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, called in sick. What is that all about? He must be a government worker. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the always do appreciate the time. Yeah, you know, when we first start the show, stuff pops up all over the place, so get over yourself. Got a lot of stuff I want to hit on today. Susan Rice, we'll do. I know we're hearing it all over the place, but think about this. You really think about what happens when a conservative, somebody claims to be a conservative, somebody claims to be a Republican. Can you imagine when we almost lie or we miss a fact or you know, any one of these things where we didn't really blatantly lie, we just kind of blew it? Right? They want to crucify us. Think about it. They want to make it the worst thing you could do, you know, next to skinny cats alive in the middle of the square. They want to make it the worst thing that could possibly happen. But not now. I mean, Rice has got a history of lying. Yeah, you heard me, of being a liar. There's no political correctness here. We're not playing any games. She did it with Benghazi, and some people say, well, they gave her the wrong information. No, no, no. She knew she had the wrong information. Okay, she knew. I mean, what do you think these people plead the fifth? Because they don't want to incriminate themselves. Why? Because they knew they had wrong information. And now you got a situation where she came out 3 weeks ago, and she said, see, I wasn't going to start off with her, but I guess I am now. But she, 3 weeks ago, she said, I don't know anything about any of this stuff. I didn't have any part in any of it. I don't know anything about it. We didn't do anything to surveil Trump and his team. And now, all of a sudden, yes, she did. She asked for the unmasking. And this isn't the Republicans saying she did it. This is her. Susan Rice is saying she did it. So she lied, and she doesn't have a problem with it. And her team apparently doesn't have a problem with it, because the Dems are out defending her in masses, saying this is nothing more than a distraction. So again, we have a situation where the truth is being told, the truth is being found out, and it's nothing but a distraction. You know, the emails that Mrs. Clinton decided she could have in her house, and when they found those, and when the DNC server was hacked, the emails that showed how the Dems really feel about you, all of a sudden, that was a bad thing. It was a bad thing that they were stolen. The content doesn't matter. Listen, Spicer, Sean Spicer is right on when he says that the bad thing about this is you guys are not looking at the content. You don't care about the content. He is exactly right. Come on, think about it. She, again, a serial liar. Now, they call, they're calling Trump a liar. They're calling, I don't know, Sean Spicer a liar. All of them, all of us are liars. Even when there's some truth, I love this, that nobody's going to say, even if they find out that all this is true, nobody is going to say that that Trump's tweet was real. That there was some truth in that. Nobody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5569. I do want you involved in the conversation. Again, I don't care if you hop up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's also a live chat room on the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can, I don't know, send me a message, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I've got so much I want to get to here. I'll get to it, but I got so much I want to get to here. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, there you go. Chuck Schumer and his team. What a bunch of nice people they are. Hey, look, I kept it clean. So apparently, students at an all-women's Catholic college decided that they needed to display a graphic pro-sex poster, right? Now, I'm going to get a little raw on you here. Here's how I see this. Ladies, you don't have to display a graphic pro-sex poster. You go to any male's room, you go to any one of those guys that are there, most of them are going to have some kind of pornographic picture in their locker or you know, guys that work there. I mean, come on. And I don't know what this is all about. So students at All Women's Catholic College in Wisconsin were recently shown a poster board that included a large and graphic image of a woman's private parts. Statements touting free sex and a list of resources that included websites such as PlannedParenthood.org and QueerTips.org. Yes, two things I always wanted to see at school. The poster was put on display March 21st in Lobby Lee. The Inferno College's cafeteria. Oh, and sure, that's what I would look at the way in to eat. Headlined, Let's Talk About Sex, Baby. The poster included statements such as, Virginity is a social construct. Oh, my God. You know I got a lot to say about this on the other side of the break. We'll get a drink, take a breath, come on back. I will rip you up in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. Seriously, don't let me run it all by myself. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You also have a live chat room there that you can talk to smarter people than I am. And then if you head over to Facebook, if you're one of those Facebook aficionados, and head over there, and we also have it live on our Facebook page. Really ain't that hard. Anyway, I know you were looking for Corey Duncan, right? Our mad black man from Baltimore. Well, a mad black man from Baltimore tonight is our sick mad man from Baltimore. And I don't mean mentally, seriously, physically. He's not sleeping it off. He's sleeping off the flu or whatever he's sleeping off. But anyway, we'll get right back to it. And I've got a lot of stories tonight. Don't you worry about a thing. I can keep you entertained for quite some time. this Susan Rice thing isn't going away anytime soon, and the Gorsuch thing is not going away anytime soon. This is just amazing. Whether you like Trump or not, you're on a conservative side. They are coming at him like no other president before him. Now, get back to a Catholic school, an all-girls Catholic, should be all-women's Catholic school, in Wisconsin. And they're allowing the freedom of speech, right? Display graphic pro-sex posters on an all-women's Catholic school. Now, the thing I love about this is the poster is a large image of a woman's private parts touting free sex and a list of resources that include websites such as... Well, if it's free sex with a list of resources, I mean seriously, you have to pick up the phone and call somebody to come have sex with a woman? Seriously? All you'd have to do is put a sign on your car, ladies. Go by the local high school and tell the boys free sex tonight over here at the girls' college. You won't have to call resources. You'll have more than you know what to do with. This is how crazy this is. But the resource guide includes Planned Parenthood, you know, in case you screw up, so to speak, and queertips.org. It's very important, too, on a Catholic college campus. That's the part we're missing here. The poster was put on display on March 21st in the lobby leading to the college's cafeteria, headlined, "Hey, let's talk about sex, baby." Poster included statements such as, this is what I love, "Virginity is a social construct that promotes heteronormativity. Hetero, being normal. That's what that means. So, virginity is a social construct. See, here's where you know they're smoking crack at that school. And so I can prove this. It's a Catholic college. They're supposed to be teaching Catholic dogma, okay? They're supposed to be teaching Catholic principles. Virginity is not a social construct. It's a God construct. And if you can't handle the God portion, what are you doing at a Catholic college? Are you mentally deranged? I've heard people complain about to a Catholic church for a wedding, and they're upset because there were crucifixes on the wall. Hello? What did you expect to see up there, Star David? Right? The satanic pentagram? What did you expect to see on a wall at a Catholic church? No. You stay with the conversation. I was talking about going to a church for a wedding, and them being upset that there were crucifixions up on the wall. Yeah, like, you know, like going to a synagogue and being upset that there's no crucifixes on the wall. I mean, hello? Are you awake? Anyway, they say it's Virginia is a social construct that promotes heteronormativity, I don't believe it's a real word, and support women who have a lot of sex. Because, you know, the Catholic Church teaches that. Women should have as much premarital sex as humanly possible, right? Isn't that in the scripture? That's like the 11th commandment. Thou shalt have as much premarital sex as humanly possible. Yeah. I would have believed that at 17, you know? Anyway, as pictures of the unmanned poster obtained by the college fix shows, it also lists 5 tips to make talking about sex easier, including the advice to share erotic or porn that you might like to hit with your partner. If this was a porn convention, this would be a normal conversation now, wouldn't it? But we're talking about a Catholic college. Who approved this? What non-normative person approved this? Another title of the poster included resources from the LGBT-friendly sites, including scarlatine.com asexuality.org, queertips.org, plannedparenthood.org, bisexual.org, and bedsider.org. All these things, I'm sure we could find in the Bible someplace. Here's the thing. I know some of you, because I do get nasty from you afterward. Here's the deal. If you're a flaming atheist, don't send me an email about religion, because here's an area that you're so ignorant in that you have no right to even talk about it. You believe that you become worm food afterward. You believe that when you're buried, there's nothing out there. Well, that's fine for you. How sad I am for you, but that's fine for you. You see how when the shoe's on the other foot, how much some of you just got really mad at me. Some of you atheists who like the show just got really mad at me. Because you do the same thing to us. Think we're stupid? You think it's too bad that we believe in an afterlife or a God because, boy, we're going to be really surprised? Hey, shows you how dumb you are. If you really believe there's nothing afterward, there's no surprise. We don't know anything. There's nothing there. So why do you care? Why do you care that I would do, if for my God I was willing to help feed the poor, take care of the sick, take care of the homeless, if I'm doing all that in the name of God, why do you care? Because when I die, if there's nothing, I don't know. The truest form of ignorance. I just wouldn't know. All I'd be dead and that'd be the end of it. But you, if you're wrong, they don't make extension cords for air conditioners that long. You know what I'm saying? And as far as this goes, which is hilarious, this is where, you know, I grew up in a Catholic church. And I have a lot of Catholic friends that just don't understand this. This is where, if I'm a supporter of this, if I'm, what do they call, if you give back to the school you went to? They have a special name. Alumni something. Anyway, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you're a Catholic and you're offended that I'm talking like this, send me an email or call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects?
These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. There you go. I'm floored by this. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also, if you head over to the Amazon.com site, you'll find it there as well. And you can get it in your little, what's the thing called? Kindle. There you go. Eventually, I get it. Kindle is a good place. I guess a lot of them just read it electronically, which is good because, you know, for a guy like me, it's nice. Like, I make the letters bigger and all that other fun stuff. It's all, you know what that is, right? That's making it bigger on the screen. Yeah, yeah, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. So we're talking about a, you can't call this a Catholic college. Not with this kind of thing going on. Apparently, there was a Catholic college where there was a display of a pro-sex, a display of, oh God, I don't even know what to do with this. Promoting sex. How's that? School telling women that they could have, a Catholic school telling women that they should have as much sex as they want to, that it's okay, and that virginity, not a God construct, but it's a social construct, which shows me that the idiot that actually allowed that post to go up or wrote that poster has never even read the Bible. Probably doesn't even know what Catholic means. You know what I'm saying? They can't. They're talking about, look, bisexual in the Catholic religion is not acceptable. Right? Being a lesbian, gay, or I don't know what queer is. I can't say that's not.
No, they don't either. That's why they call it queer.
That's why they call it queer, because it's different, right? All right? Having an abortion in the Catholic religion, wrong. So you can't have these things on here and suggest that it's okay. Look, I know a lot of you hardcore left-leaning libs, you want to say and you tried to do this. Who was Hillary Clinton and who was her running mate? Kane, right? Right, both of them. Now, Cain said he was a practicing devout Catholic, and basically told Catholics they needed to change their way of thinking, or else they would enact laws. So what he was saying was that they knew more than God, and the Bible, the Catholic Bible, needed to be changed to get in line with today. It's not how it works, people. And if you think religion is for something for you to get involved in and change it, then it shows you how sick you are. You say you know more than the Creator. You say you know more than the Creator who made these bodies. That is, wow. I mean, that's a dangerous place to be, and I don't mean because of the Creator. I mean, that's a dangerous place to be because it puts you above everything. You're smarter than everyone and everything. You're smarter than the God you say you believe in that created all this. Really? So when you go buy your brand new car from whatever manufacturer you buy it from, you decide that you know you're going to use water in the gas tank because you don't want to pollute the air. Because you know more than the manufacturer. You think that that's going to work out for you. Good luck with that. The student who provided the images of the poster to the College Fix, which she described as borderline pornographic, said those responsible deliberately chose to discard discretion, social and sexual morality, and consideration for how their creation would violate the mind's eyes and values of the distinctly God-fearing or sexually conservative demographic in the student body. Right? Because I always say to you, this proves my point. They don't want equality. They're not interested in equality. They're interested in control. They're interested in browbeating you to make you believe that what you believe is wrong, weird, and out of place. You know, for you're not going to like this, but it's easy to be sexually active. It's easy. Right? I mean, it's easy, especially when you're in college, to have all the sex you want to have with any object, person, or thing with a heartbeat that you want to have. But think about something. To be a virgin, to stay sexually pure, as the Bible calls it, that takes work. That you have to deny yourself. They don't know how to do that. It's a foreign feeling for them. Makes them feel bad. You feel good for the moment. And if everything goes right, it's only for the moment. If it doesn't, you got 18 years of having to deal with that momentary feel good. Well, unless you're one of the real hardcore libs, then you just get rid of it in a half-hour procedure. Not a big deal. We rip up some parts and pieces, get rid of them, or sell them for that matter, and everything's cool, right? It's just amazing. More, so for such a borderline pornographic content to be displayed in high traffic areas such as it was, students like myself were forced to be subjected to the poster's explicit social justice agenda. In the most jarring of ways, he said, while simply attempting to buy a meal. Should not have had to put up with that. She said, who asked for anonymity as a conservative student with distinctly, she asked for anonymity as a conservative student with distinctly Christian values. I can't understand how something as vividly offensive to the eyes as this would be allowed to be displayed on a Catholic campus. I agree with her. What are you paying money for? See, those parents should inundate that office and say, hey, what is this? I don't pay money for my daughter to be subjected to this. My daughter went to that school. We put up money for her to go to that school so she wouldn't have to put up with garbage like this. Kelly Fay, a spokesman for the Alverno College, told the College Fix in an email that a student organization posted a display with the intent of educating its peers, enhancing dialogue around subject matter that some may find difficult to talk about. What? Sexual promiscuity on a Catholic campus? You mean a subject? What? Listen, there are many ways, if you want to talk about what the gist of this is all about, there are many ways to mock God. There are many ways to say that what God wants you to do is wrong. Putting a picture of a vagina up and saying sexual promiscuity is great, and any way you want to have it with whoever you want to have it is just fine, because we're all about feeling good, right? If it feels good, then it must be right. You know, when I gained all that weight, that hot fudge sundae that I was having, oh, that felt good. It, well, at least for the moment. Later on, when I couldn't bend over to tie my own shoes, didn't feel so good. And some of you that I knew, instead of encouraging me to lose weight, don't worry about it. We all get old. We all get fat. It's okay. Don't feel bad about not being able to tie your shoes. Yeah, I do. Because I was causing that. It wasn't a sickness. It was me. Sometimes you just got to deny yourself. No matter how good you think it's going to feel. Anyway. When staff members from the college, I'm sorry, so staff members from the Office of Students Activities and Leadership saw the display, Faye explained, they removed it. And they met with the leaders of the student organization and agreed that the way the student group went about presenting its viewpoint was not in keeping with the standards put forth by the college. What? By adhering to Christian principles? Oh, no, that's not what they cared about. They didn't like the way the picture looked. Think about it. Faye did not respond to follow-up emails or phone calls from the College Fix asking for confirmation that the display had received initial permission. I mean, so here we have a Catholic organization that says it adheres to basic... Says. I can only say that it says. Now, funny here, I know I'll get some emails from Catholics who want to get on my case for making fun of Catholics. I'm not making fun of all Catholics. I'm making fun of the Catholic morons that are running this institution. Do they not know what their own scripture says? Or is this a Catholic university that doesn't adhere to scripture? I mean, at least if I'm going to send my daughter there, at least I should know, right? I'm just curious. I'm going to have so much fun tonight with all this stuff. Let me see. This stuff just makes me nuts. It's kind of like you claim, it's like these people claim to be Christians or God-fearing people, and they go to church twice a year. And you know the old joke, the rest of the year they live like the devil. It makes absolutely no sense. Live it. You want to be it? Live it. I was, here's that sound again. I'm going to see you to your house, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go far.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me. Wow, that's a Boston thing, right? With me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate, I really do appreciate the time that you've been spending with me on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and all that other fun. Yes, I'm still reeling from that last story. I do not get how this happens. I really don't. I don't get. It's funny. Over the last week, I've been having a lot of talks with a lot of my Christian friends, and asking them what happened to us. Right? What happened to the inability for my Christian brothers and sisters to be able to get off their butt, stand up for what they believe? What, and if I'm insulting you, it's not my intention. My intention is to get you to think for a second. Think about what you're doing. Right? Think about, are you really living out your faith? And living out your faith doesn't mean that you pray over your food at night when you're home, that you swear along with the big boys when you're out with the boys. Living out your faith is being the father of one of these girls, or a group of fathers, a group of parents, and go into that school and go, what are you doing? I sent my daughter here because this was a Catholic school. But I suspected, I thought, I wrongfully assumed that you had some kind of moral values. Apparently, I was wrong. Very wrong. Yeah, I would have been upset after the fact if I saw this. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I do appreciate it. I don't know. How many? I want you to raise your hand. How many of you guys have seen this movie or read the book, The Shack? Paul Young. And I've got people I trust. This is exactly what I was just talking about a minute ago. About stepping up, standing out for your principles, no matter who you're standing against. But I've heard people say, some of my Christian friends say that, you know, it's a good movie, it's a good book, it has you look at God from a different perspective. I don't need to look at God from a different perspective. I need to look at God from God's perspective. Okay, the only different perspective I need to look at God from is different from my perspective. Okay, the perspective should be his, how he wants me to see him. When the shack, and I've heard all kinds of things, but I think it's hilarious. So in the shack, and I'm more talking to my Christian friends at this point in time. Some of you other ones probably won't care or think I'm nuts. There is an underlying tone that God is, in essence, whatever you need him to be for that moment. And if you need God to be, and I don't hate females, so don't go there with me. And if you need God to be a woman, then God will be a woman for you. See, God will do whatever you want him to do. He'll get down to whatever level you want him to get to. He'll accept anything. This is that feel-good gospel that you've heard about in the past. It doesn't work that way. For you parents, you know what I mean when I say this. You have a set of rules at the house, and that's how it works. Is there give and take? Sure there is. Is there mercy from time to time? Sure there is. But the rules are the rules. It's really that simple. God's got a set of rules, too. So anyway, I hear about how great this guy, Paul Young, is, okay? I hear how wonderful he is from Christians. And I heard that he was, he wrote this book, and he didn't really write it out there. He wrote it for his kids, which really shocks me, because, you know, if you're a Christian guy trying to impart Christianity on your kids, and you write a book that at least a third of it is directly against biblical scripture. How are you? What kind of legacy are you leaving for your kids? So let that sink in for a second. So then when you do a little bit more work, you find another book that he's written. And here's a guy that Christians seem to really like. I won't say love because I haven't found him to go, you know, went nuts with him. But he's also written a book called, The Lies We've Been Told About God. And he's speaking from a Christian perspective, or supposedly. I don't know how true that is. And one of the things he says in the lie, or the 10 lies, that's what it's called, 10 lies that we've been taught about God. So, among the 10 lies is, you don't have to accept Christ to get to God. You don't have to accept Christ to get to the Father, even though Jesus said, I'm the only way to the Father. That's it. Him. But he throws that out the window. And then my Christian friends want to ignore that. It's not a big deal. They want to tell me that I'm too much of a letter of the law. If anything, I'm definitely a spirit of the law guy. What was meant by it? What was God trying to do? But let's get past all of that, because that Catholic story I just did is an example of you guys deciding that God is what you want him to be for the minute so that you feel better about it. You feel better about what you're doing. And it's wrong. It's flat out wrong. that school thought that they were reaching more people by doing that, or that kind of conversation. But it's 180 degrees against what they believe, or what their Bible teaches. Come on, think about it. Don't let this stuff creep in. Don't let this stuff become okay because you think it's teaching somebody a lesson. It's not. The only thing it's teaching is when somebody on the outside sees what you're doing as a professing Christian, as a believer of God, and you're involved with this other stuff, all it does is show them that you don't believe what you're preaching. You don't believe the stuff that you're telling them. And I got a whole thing around what you guys call Easter. I call it Resurrection Day, but that's for a story for another day. I guess I can do this real quick. Yeah, I can do this. You know, you already know about this. Most of you have heard this to death today, as well you should have. But, you know, there's more and more evidence mounting that not only did, what the heck is her name? I'm trying to get into my head. Not only did Susan Rice know what was going on, what he was doing. I'm even hearing stories that, you know, they targeted them. They specifically went after them. They specifically told the security agencies, the national security agencies, that any kind of conversation that hit that team, they wanted to know about. But now, you know, do you suspect that the noise over the Trump campaign contacts with the Russians is just a political hit? I do. I had from day one. Remember when I talked about this on the show? It just didn't make sense. It didn't come together. Yeah, Trump Towers, let me see if I understand this, because I'm not the smartest guy around. So Trump Towers wasn't wiretapped, yet the conversation that the general, what's his name? Flynn. There you go. I get it eventually. General Flynn had with the supposed Russians, it happened at the Trump Towers. So how did they pick it up? I mean, how did they get a wiretap that fast? How? So the Russians, you know, again, it's a political hit. I want you to hear me, because when this thing surfaces, it's a political hit. And I do not think they should give her immunity. I think they should make her testify, and if she feels like it's going to incriminate her, she should plead the fifth. But the only way she should get immunity is if she guarantees to turn evidence on the people that forced her to do this, or told her to do this, or suggested that she should do this. You got fresh evidence on Monday with news that then National Security Advisor Susan Rice was behind the unmasking. Right, she wanted to know who was on those transcripts, who was included, who the conversations were with. Right? Again, nothing on the public record so far shows that anyone on Team Trump said anything improper that connected them with the Russians in any way. It's no surprise that the U.S., what they call spooks, intercept foreign officials, but their communications. But intelligence community reports don't disclose the names of U.S. citizens on the other end. Right? You don't get that info. To get that info, you've got to be pretty high up in the government. And I'm not talking about an assistant director of the FBI in Georgia somewhere. I'm talking about hanging out in D.C. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Bloomberg's Eli Lake has been reporting that Rice started doing just that last year. Last year. But we're done. If you're on Facebook, hang out. You know, you restart at the top of the hour. We've got a lot more coming up. If your station only carries the first hour of the show, hey, you can always get it online, therealside.com. And we'll see you in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.